Delta's opposition isn't even directly about Delta, says spokesman Trevor Banstetter. Instead, it's about Delta's home turf, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
One of the reasons that Hartsfield has evolved into such an economic force is because it is the sole airport in the region where passenger airlines operate. And that means that traffic is not diverted off to a secondary airport.
As is the case in Dallas, New York, and Chicago. But if Delta is the hard-hitting player on the field, Hartsfield-Jackson itself is more like the lackadaisical fan on the sideline.
Our preference would be that the airplanes fly in and out of here, but we're not going to go out and do anything, you know, publicly going out and fighting against the Paulding County Airport, no.
That's Lewis Miller, Hartsfield-Jackson's general manager. He says the city did commission a study that showed building a second major commercial airport for Atlanta doesn't make economic sense.
Paulding County is a little different with what they're talking about, and we didn't do any studies on that.
A little different because Paulding's plans for a handful of flights each week don't amount to major competition, at least for now. And that's the key part, says Delta's Banstetter, because what could be small potatoes today could one day be a big threat. Jim Burris, WABE News.